Cross-country skiers have the chance to ski the Oscathorpe Farm from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, January 12th. Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox asks that participants park at Willow Creek, and the organization will shuttle people to the farm. Fox says this parcel of land lends itself well to cross-country skiing.
You know, I'm a downhill skier. I've been a downhill skier most of my life. I do not know how to stop those cross-country skis when I'm coming downhill in Round Valley, and it's always a little bit harrowing. And then, you know, the dog gets in the way. And anyway, on the land that we're going to have open this Saturday, it's, again, it's flat. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and see what might be possible out there.
The Summit Land Conservancy has about $1.6 million to raise to preserve the Oscathorpe Farm. With the federal government shut down, Fox says the March deadline outlined in the cooperative agreement might be in flux, though the conservancy is still pushing to finish the transaction by that time.
You know, we're still working through with our partners at the federal government. They're kind of understaffed in the first place, and so it's just hard for them to always meet the deadlines that are required by their own cooperative agreement. So we're moving forward in anticipation of that.
The Mountain Trails Foundation has groomed the property for Saturday's event, which is free and open to the public. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.